Good afternoon. It is now 1 p.m. My name is Miguel Bustos, and this is a regular meeting of the Commission on Community Investment and Infrastructure, the successor agency for the San Francisco Redevelopment Agency, for Tuesday, December 17th, 2019. Welcome to members of the public. Madam Secretary, please call the first item.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. The first order of business is item one, roll call. Commission members, please respond when I call your name. Commissioner Brackett is absent. Commissioner Scott?
Here.
Vice Chair Rosales?
Here.
Chair Bustos?
Here.
Commissioner Brackett is absent. All other members of the commission are present. The next order of business is item two, announcements. The next regularly scheduled meeting will be held on January 7th, 2020 at 1 p.m. at City Hall Room 416. B, announcement of prohibition of sound-producing electronic devices during the meeting. Please be advised that the ringing of and use of cell phones, pagers, and similar sound-producing electronic devices are prohibited at this meeting. Please be advised that the chair may order the removal from the meeting room of any persons responsible for the ringing of or use of a cell phone, pager, or other similar sound-producing electronic device. C, announcement of time allotment for public comments. Please be advised, a member of the public has up to 3 minutes to make pertinent public comments on each agenda item, unless the commission adopts a shorter period on any item. It is strongly recommended that members of the public who wish to address the commission fill out a speaker card and submit the completed card to the commission secretary. The next order of business is item three, report on actions taken at a previous closed session meeting. If any, there are no reportable actions. The next order of business is item four, matters of unfinished business. There are no matters of unfinished business. The next order of business is item five, matters of new business consisting of consent and regular agenda. First, a consent agenda. There are no consent agenda items. The next is the regular agenda. Item 5A, electing the chair and vice chair under section 27 of the successor agency bylaws. Discussion and action. Mr. Chair.
So, fellow commissioners, we have before us an opportunity to elect a chair and vice chair. First, we will begin with a chair. Do I have any nominations for a chair?
Yes, I would like to nominate Miguel Bustos as chair.
I second that nomination.
Okay. I'll accept the nomination for chair. Nominations for chair is closed. Are there any members of the public who'd like to comment on this nomination for chair? Seeing none, any oppositions or abstentions? Madam Secretary, please call the roll call for this chair.
This roll call item is for Miguel Bustos to serve as chair. Commission members, please announce your vote when I call your name. Commissioner Brackett is absent. Commissioner Scott?
Yes.
Vice Chair Rosales?
Yes.
Chair Bustos?
Yes.
Mr. Chair, the vote is three ayes, one absent.
Great. Thank you, commissioners. So the next item is electing the vice chair. Do we have any nominations for vice chair?
I would like to nominate Mara Rosales.
I'll second that.
I accept. Thank you.
Okay. Nominations for vice chair is now closed. Are there members of the public who wish to speak on this item? Seeing none, any oppositions or abstentions? Madam Secretary, please call roll call for this vice chair election.
This roll call item is for Mara Rosales to serve as vice chair. Commission members, please announce your vote when I call your name. Commissioner Brackett is absent. Commissioner Scott?
Yes.
Vice Chair Rosales?
Yes.
Chair Bustos?
Yes.
Mr. Chair, the vote is three ayes, one absent.
Okay, the election of vice chair is Mara Rosales. Congratulations, Commissioner.
Thank you.
Madam Secretary, please call the next item.
The next order of business is agenda item 5B, workshop on the current status of commercial, retail, hotel, residential, and open space development in the Mission Bay North and South project areas, and overview of additional projects for commercial space at 1450 Owens, Alexandria Real Estate, hotel residential space at blocks 29 through 30, Golden State Warriors Phase 2, and an increased number of affordable housing units. Discussion. Madam Director.
Thank you, Madam Secretary. Through the chair, the item before you is to kind of give an update and status on Mission Bay, especially the successes we've seen. As you know, this is one of our oldest of the three project areas within our portfolio, and it's in about 21 years ago, the city executed or the Redevelopment Agency executed the redevelopment plan and the owner's participation agreement. We're almost two-thirds of the way Mission Bay North is complete, except for a few infrastructure closeout items that we're working on. Mission Bay South is almost there, has most of the residential and commercial, as well as the arena that's there currently. And what we were trying to do is to give an update as to where we are, the successes we've seen, and what is to come in the coming year. Before you next spring, you'll have a few action items that would require redevelopment plan amendments, OPA amendments, and design document amendments, but wanted to just give you an overview as to where we are so your input can inform next steps. So we're excited to do that today, and Mark Slutskin, Mission Bay Project Manager, will be presenting on this item. And we have some representatives here as well from the team.
Okay, good afternoon, Chair Bustos, Vice Chair Rosales, Commissioner Scott, Director Sese, Mark Slutskin, Project Manager for Mission Bay, and I'm here for a workshop on Mission Bay, North and South. Mainly for the agenda, we're going to talk about where we've been, what we've been doing for the last 21 years, and what we plan to do for the next nine. So in 1998, to create a vibrant, transit-oriented, mixed-use community, the Mission Bay North and South project areas were created. The regulatory and contractual framework was established with redevelopment plans, design for development documents, and owner participation agreements. Catalyst Development Corp, they were the original owners of this land and the original developers. In 2004, they sold the development to Fossil MB, which is an entity of Fairlawn Capital, and currently their developer is Mission Bay Development Group, MBDG. This project, it was a 303-acre project. It was to include 41 acres of open space, 4,000 linear feet of streets. There will be 6,514 units of housing when all is said and done, and of which 29% will be affordable housing. For commercial, there will be 5 million square feet for office, lab, and clinical use, 560,000 square feet of neighborhood-serving retail, the event center. For UCSF, there's a UCSF campus where they were provided 43 acres, where they'll be building 3.63 million square feet of development. There'll be a 550-bed hospital complex, a 250-room hotel, the public library and public safety building with fire and police stations, and a public school. Give you a little context here in the map. North of the Mission Creek is Mission Bay North project area that is with residential and commercial. To the south is Mission Bay South project area. The residential area is in the northern portion, and the commercial is in the southern portion. And then in the center, the UCSF campus that I spoke about is located there. Also, in the previous slide, we talked about 40,000 linear feet. That's about 7.5 miles of new roads and streets. You can see where they started to put the grid together. In addition to the streets is also all the infrastructure beneath the streets, all the sewers and water lines and power lines and cable. And that, I'm happy to say, except for a small sliver of Mission Bay North, all the roads are complete and open and soon to be accepted. Here we have what Mission Bay was in 1998, small warehouses and a golf range. By 2007, it's starting to get built. Mission Bay North, the residential portions are starting to build out. The UCSF campus had begun construction. You can see Alexandra Real Estate had built a couple buildings. And then towards the water, Old Navy had located their headquarters there. Now we have here, we're current, 2015, incredibly built out. The Chase Center is prominent. The UCSF's hospital is in the foreground. And further back, you see all the residential that has now been built out. So 20 years later, Mission Bay North is fully built out. All 15 projects totaling 2,964 units have been built, and included in that is 698 units of affordable housing. There are four mixed income projects that have 1,194 units of market rate housing and 93 BMR units. There are also four standalone affordable housing projects. It includes a senior project, two family rentals, and first-time home ownership. For Mission Bay North, OCII has provided $66.8 million in subsidies for affordable housing. In Mission Bay South, we've completed 2,825 of the 3,550 units of housing. All 10 market rate projects have been built, and 3 affordable family housing has been built. There are 2 projects currently under construction. Both are family rentals, but one has a component for formerly homeless veterans. There's also 2 projects that are in pre-development. One is for supportive housing for formerly homeless individuals, and one will be for first-time home buyers. There will be 173 units of entitlement left after the projects we just spoke about. We're assuming that in mid to late 2020, there'll be an RFP to develop those units. For Mission Bay South, to date, OCII has provided $130.6 million in subsidies to provide affordable housing. UCSF campus was originally conceived to, amongst other things, be a catalyst to bring biotech to Mission Bay. Currently, UCSF has developed 2.2 out of the 3.64 million square feet of development. And it has worked as a great catalyst to bringing biotech into Mission Bay. So far, 3.4 million square feet of office, lab, and clinical space has been built, as well as the event center and a 289-bed hospital at UCSF. As you can see here, there's a list of different companies that are reside and have built and developed Mission Bay. We've also in Mission Bay built nearly 540,000 square feet of neighborhood and local retail. There's about 108 spaces. I say about because sometimes they combine spaces to accommodate one retailer. We have full service grocery stores in both Mission Bay North and South, pharmacies, restaurants, fitness studios, financial services, medical services, only one bowling alley, so you have to go to Mission Bay North for that, but a lot of other shops, very well received. Also, currently under construction is a 250-room hotel that should be open in fall of 2020. We've built a public safety building for San Francisco, which also includes the local fire and police stations. There's Family House, which is a home away from home for families whose children are receiving cancer and other critical medical services at Children's Hospital. And this is an 80-room facility that's been created for these families to stay free of charge. We also have a public library, and there are child care facilities that exist and are under construction. Here is the amenities map that we usually bring whenever we have a project in Mission Bay. We'd like to show you this. In the 4 years that I've been here, this map has exploded. There's just so few other amenities that existed. So it's just a great example of how Mission Bay has been growing in the last 4 years, let alone the 21 years. So I think the biggest amenity, though, that's being provided is the open space. At the end of the day, there'll be 41 acres of new parks and open space provided to the community. So far, we've built 15 parks totaling 23 acres of open space. And we have 2 that are under construction totaling 7 acres, the largest one being the Bayfront Park, which will be right along the bay across from the Chase Center for 5 acres. Throughout the past 21 years, there's been a strong developer commitment and partnership for the program in diversity and economic development. $3 billion in projects have been overseen by OCII. And of that, $770 million have gone towards small business enterprises. For professional services, 54% have been small business enterprises. And of that, 92 of the SBEs are based in San Francisco. There have been 10 million construction hours performed in Mission Bay, and 2.1 million of those have been performed by San Francisco residents. In total, $100 million in prevailing wages have been provided to San Francisco residents for Mission Bay. So this is what we've accomplished so far, but we have more work that we're looking forward to doing. This map here shows sites that have not been developed and construction has not begun. We have 4 affordable housing sites that we look forward to building on. There's a school site. There's 9 more parcels of open space to build. The UCSF campus has several parcels inside their original campus, and additionally throughout the years, UCSF has bought additional land south, still within the Mission Bay project area, but south of that. So where they're going to build, that's where the hospital currently exists, and they plan to build more. Also, there's new potential for development on blocks 29 through 32, as well as blocks 41, 43, parcel 7. Here we have on blocks 29 through 32, that is the current Warriors Chase Arena. In the northeast corner, they are wishing to build a hotel and residential project. On block 41, 43, parcel 7, Alexander Real Estate is looking to develop a commercial building for life sciences. Here you have the rendering of the proposed hotel and residential building that the Warriors are proposing. The hotel will be on the bottom with a tower for the residential units. There will be a 129-room hotel that will have amenities like a spa and a ballroom and cafes. And then for residential, they'll have 21 units. On blocks 29 through 32, it's currently not zoned for a hotel or residential. So they will have to seek entitlements and plan amendments to build a hotel and build rooms. Also, their current areas, the height is restricted to 90 feet, and so for their tower, they'll be asking for an amendment to build up to 160. Alexandria's project is located near the freeway. You can see here is a rendering of it. Currently, that parcel is restricted in height to the height of the freeway, so Alexandria will be requesting approvals to build a tower there. Also, as we discussed, everything's built out, so there's no more entitlement for commercial development. So they'll be asking for additional entitlements to build an approximately 200,000 gross square foot building. So the upcoming actions that will be coming before you in either third or fourth quarter of this fiscal year for these two projects will be seeking redevelopment plan amendments to create new entitlement, owner participation agreement amendments, design for development amendments to allow for the height and bulk, basic concept and schematic design approvals, major phase amendments, and EIR addendums. Other new developments that we are looking at is creating additional affordable housing. In the housing that we've been developing so far, we have maximized the density in order to create more affordable housing now and get it out there. It's desperately needed. By doing that, we are finding ourselves that there's not enough existing entitlement for the lots that will be remaining. See here, we're assuming that half of parcel 12 West, which is approximately 8/10 of an acre, and parcel 4 East, which is a little over acre, both are designated affordable housing sites, but we will not have entitlement left to build on them. So staff is diligently looking to see what we can do there, what different types of housing, heights, density, and all different ways to come before you in the coming year with recommendations. So in the near future, things that we'll be bringing before the commission in the rest of fiscal 1920, and most probably in the third quarter, is there will be a gap loan and ground lease for block 9A, and that is the supportive housing for formerly homeless. For block 9A, which is a first-time homebuyers project, we will be coming before with an exclusive negotiating agreement and a pre-dev loan. And then also we'll be coming before you with the Warrior Hotel and the ARE life science projects. So there are some people, the Warriors, Yo-Yo Chan of the Warriors, Reetz and Emmett, Alexander Real Estate are here, and community members from the houseboats. I think that's all that's here. So
great, thank you.
Any questions?
Madam Secretary, do you have any speaker?
We have Oscar James.
Good afternoon, commissioners and community and peoples in the audience. My name is Oscar James. I'm a native resident of Bayview Hunters Point. Also, I served as a commissioner for the Model Cities area that was responsible for a lot of that property that's now being developed for Mission Bay. But even before then, in the 50s, that used to be a train spur before anyone came out into our community when nobody wanted to come out there. That was a train spur. During the earlier years, when they first laid peoples off in the Hunters Point Shipyard in the 50s, a lot of those peoples who were homeless stayed in those boxcars down there, that train spur. So what I'm asking for is for homeless housing to go to the certificate of preference persons from that area, from the 94124 area and the other areas that's a part of the Bayview Hunters Point community, Mission Bay. And I also would like for any development that transpires down there to make sure they have below market rate housing for some of those who cannot afford the exorbitant rates that rent is going for now in the city and county of San Francisco. I also appreciate and really support the Warriors for wanting to build a hotel down in that area. I'm glad they came back home, even though they've been losing lately. But they will start winning, because that's what happens when a team starts getting new players and what have you, and the people's on the sick list, sick roster. And I said, dittos to the Warriors. Whatever they want to do, pass it, because they have been a blessing to the city and county of San Francisco and also Oakland. They get into the community and do things that help peoples in our community. I haven't benefited personally, but the community has benefited, you know, and it's not about us, it's about the community. So, dittos to the Warriors. Keep doing a good job. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Mr. James.
Jim Donnelly.
Of the committee, thank you for your time and your work. I appreciate that. My name is Jim Donnelly. I'm a resident owner in Mission Bay, and I really have at this point a question about Block 12 West. And I think you said that there was no entitlements left to even build anything. Is that what you said?
Half a lot.
The question needs to be to us.
I'm sorry.
No, that's okay.
I'm sorry, I don't know what the...
No worries.
So the question is for the development, is for 12 West, I mean, what is the total number of entitlements that they have, and what's the number of total entitlements that they're going to be asking for versus the original plan? The original plan had below market rate four or five stories, maybe six stories or so many units. I'd like to understand what the original plan was, the number of units, and also what they're thinking about as they go forward for both 12 West and I think you said 4 East. I think those were the two. Okay, thank you.
Great, thank you.
Thank you. And Sarah Bertram.
Good afternoon. Thank you all for your work. Thank you for your presentation. I've been a resident of Mission Bay for almost 10 years. I have a small family there. I just wanted to underscore what Mark was saying about how important the open space is in Mission Bay. I work on, with a group of community members, on working with the school district on the school plans. And I'm also an alternate on the Mission Bay TIF. And so I'm kind of doing what I can to try to support the development of the neighborhood. It's been amazing. But on the topic of open space in the athletic field in particular, I just, the comment that I wanted to share is just that the members of the community are really interested in understanding the impact of a potential higher building on the shade for that athletic field. I think we can all appreciate that that could materially change the experience for community members if it was materially shaded there during after school hours and things like that. That's it.
Thank you.
No more speaker cards, Mr. Chair.
Anybody else wishing to speak on this item? Seeing none, I'll close public comment, and I'll turn to my fellow commissioners for any questions or comments.
I have no questions, just to comment on the presentation and the information and the fact that I've been in and out of that area. And I'm impressed, I've been impressed, and I continue to be impressed with what's flourishing and the things that it's providing, the joy, the farmers market now, all of this that's coming forward, it's adding so much to the city and to that area. So thank you so far for all that you're doing.
Yes, I have a few questions. Thank you for the presentation. It's nice to have it packaged in terms of where we came from, where we are, and where we're hoping to go. A couple questions on the hotel, the proposed hotel. So we have, there's a hotel under construction now, right? The 250?
250 rooms, yes.
Yes, and then, and this, I wanted to see the capacity of this one again?
129 rooms.
And I'm assuming, I mean, if it's being proposed, I'm sure when we get to it, we'll talk more in specifics, but the, if it's being proposed, I mean, that there's obviously a market for hotels in this area.
Yeah,
right.
I believe the Warriors are represented. There's definitely demand, and I think on this hotel, there also there's going to be one floor that's going to be extra tall for visiting teams, ideally.
I see. So. Okay. Okay. That makes sense, right? On the school,
yes.
I was, you know, we've been talking about the school. I mean, you know, I've been long enough on the commission since its inception that when we've received reports where Mission Bay originally wasn't considered to be a child-friendly or child-oriented type development initially, and then, of course, that changed, and now there's a bunch of kids. And now we've got, what, five child care centers or four? We've got a lot of them.
We have one in the north, and then two are going to be coming up on the in the south, and then there's a lot of individual child care within all the residential units, kind of family
so,
stuff.
Yes, so yeah, so growing. Clearly, you know,
and UCSF has a big child care. I forgot
yes,
about that.
Yes, I do remember that they went from one projection of basically no kids and now a lot of kids. And so the school, I'm interested in understanding how quickly the school will come online. Is that a real?
Their goal now is 2025 to come online. I know they're in discussions with, currently it's inside the UCSF property, so they're talking with UCSF about transferring it to them. They're hoping to have an environmental contractor lined up by the end of this month, so that by the next summer they'll have an environmental report. So they're moving forward, and their goal is 2025, as they last reported out to us. And we are in communication with them. They call us up with questions, and we try to help them.
Yeah, because it would be good that if we're building a school for the kids, that the kids can actually go to the school, right?
Before they move on, yes.
I'm not casting any aspersions on the school district, but yeah, so that's an interest there. And on a related thing on kids is I think I read, it was it yesterday's Chronicle or maybe this morning's Chronicle, and maybe I don't have the source, but that Supervisor Haney made a point in something I just read that there had been parks or open space that had been, access had been limited. I don't know if that's an accurate representation of that the parks that were parks, what I understood is that there were parks that were available and they were beautiful, but that there was some fencing or some blockage in terms of access, and that his office was able to kind of cut through that.
Oh, just that, opening us, getting the parks accepted so that they can be open. So
and once accepted by the city?
By the city, yes. Once the parks are built.
Yes, of course.
They look, it's difficult because the grass is rolled out and looks beautiful and ready, but the park actually isn't complete with construction, so it's still fenced. So it takes a while to, one, be complete, and then there is a 90 to 150-day legislative process before the city can accept it and it can be open. So, no, Supervisor Haney was very helpful in getting the dog park open.
Okay, and so then when it gets accepted, does it naturally go to the Recreation and Park Department?
No, when it gets accepted, it depends that it's, OCI has a 45-year master lease for all of the open space.
Okay.
So the it's either owned by the city or by the port, but we're all 3-year parties to this master lease. So then we will then be responsible for it. There's a CFD5 that everyone pays into in Mission Bay that we use the funds to maintain mm-hmm. the open space. Mm-hmm. We hire a third-party management firm to okay. manage the parks for us.
Right. Good. And I just had, just from my own curiosity, the retail, the amenities map, is you're right, you know, over the years that I've been on the commission, it's gone from not that many offerings to a lot now. And I was impressed with the note on slide 13 that was 108 retail spaces, which is pretty impressive. And I guess, is there any insight you can give us regarding why Mission Bay has been as successful? I'm assuming it's in terms of its vacancy rates, it's competitive, you know, with the districts that have low vacancy rates for retail spaces?
Well, I think we're starting to become successful because there is finally a there. So, yeah, yeah. You know, retailers are willing to come in, and once one succeeds, the others are looking and going, hey. I think it was really helpful when we opened up Mission Bay Development Group, opened up the food truck park. That kind of made other restaurant brick and mortars go, oh, hey, maybe I can, you know, move here and do well because mm-hmm. enough, you know, business and residents to draw people in.
So do you have a sense at all about the rent structure? Are this rent structures more favorable or?
I don't think it's more favorable. I know, you know, a lot of the spaces I know are, you know, market rate developers are owning it and trying to get top dollar.
So. Excellent. Okay. Those are my questions. Thank you.
All right. Great. Thank you, Commissioner. Vice Chair Rosales, sorry. Thank you, Mark, for your presentation. One, it's awesome to see as you were going through the different projects here. I was sort of taking myself back to those conversations when we were voting on these projects, so it's awesome. But it also shows there's a lot more to do. And I think for us as a commission that is, you know, we benefit by putting some of the standards that we have that have allowed us to be successful. And I just hope that we continue to up the numbers with minority businesses and construction hours to San Francisco, especially Mission Bay, Bayview, Hunters Point Shipyard residents. You know, it's always important that people who live in the community help build the community, and it benefits everybody. It's very impressive, but I think we still have some more to go. So we'll continue to push not only staff, but also the developers to just do the right thing. And so appreciate all your help on this, and thank you so much. Thank you for the community members that came to speak. This is a workshop, so we don't need to vote on this today, but I'm sure we'll continue to have conversations regarding the remaining projects and things that are coming down the pipeline. So thank you so much for keeping us informed. Madam Secretary, the next item.
The next order of business is agenda item 5C, workshop on the current status of development in zone 1 of the Transbay Redevelopment Project Area. Discussion, Madam Director.
Thank you, Madam Secretary. Through the chair, similar to the Transbay Mission Bay project area you just heard about, we wanted to give you an update as well. We do have a busy spring 2020 coming up as well with some action items. But what is uniquely different here than Mission Bay, where we have a master developer here, we do not. So the city OCII plays that role, and we have multiple different developers developing different sites. And in terms of the infrastructure, rather than the developer in Mission Bay doing all the infrastructure, we are partnering with a contractor. In this case, we've hired Public Works to do the work. So what Shane Hart, the Transbay project manager, will do is go give an update on where we are in the project, what it was, where we are, and what the future looks like, and what upcoming actions you'll see, and what how we get to the end of the life of the development area. With that, I'll turn it over to Shane to present.
Chair Bustos, congratulations. Vice Chair Rosales, congratulations. Commissioner Scott, good afternoon. As Nadia said, my name is Shane Hart, and I'm the project manager for Transbay. Also here from OCII, we have Jeff White, Raymond Lee, and Ben Brandon. The agenda today, I'm going to discuss the background of Transbay, Transbay successes, and then 2020 Commission actions and next steps. The Transbay Redevelopment Area, it was created in 2005 to generate funding for the Salesforce Transit Center. The redevelopment project area is split into two zones. Zone one is under land use authority of OCII, and zone two is under land use authority of San Francisco Planning Department. The redevelopment plan and state law require that 35% of all new units built in the plan area be affordable. This is a map of the redevelopment project area. Our boundaries are Mission Street on the north, 2nd Street to the west, Folsom Street to the south, and Main and Spear Street to the east. As I mentioned, Zone 1 is under OCII Land Use Authority, and it consists of 12 blocks, 7 of which are located on Folsom Street, 3 are in the temporary transit center site, and 1 block is located north of Howard. Block 12 is located at the southeast corner of Harrison and 2nd Street. The remainder of the redevelopment project area is Zone 2. At build-out, Zone 1 will consist of 3,200 residential units, 767,000 square feet of office, 73,500 square feet of retail, 3.9 acres of open space, and improvements to a 5-block section of Folsom Street. To give you an idea of how the build-out of Transbay will affect the city, this is a picture, or excuse me, a rendering of Transbay in 2015. And this is what it will look like in 2024. Most important public benefit of the redevelopment plan is housing production. OCII forms partnerships with nonprofit and for-profit developers and provides funding to build housing on 9 of the blocks. Of the 3,200 residential units, 1,400 will be affordable. There are 1,267 units complete, 929 units under construction, 930 units in pre-development, and 80 slated for future development. The blocks that are complete are boxed in red, and they include blocks 6, 7, 8, and 11, which are all housing projects. Block 9 will be complete in January and consists of 537 units. Block 1 will be complete in March and consists of 392 home ownership units. Blocks in pre-development are Block 2, which is a 100% affordable project consisting of approximately 250 units. Block 4 is a mixed income project consisting of approximately 700 units, of which nearly 50% will be affordable. Of the 1,400 BMR units within Zone 1, 74% will be affordable to low income households and 26% to moderate income households. You can see in this slide the varied households that are served in the Zone 1 BMRs, with the majority of the affordable units housing families. As I mentioned at the beginning of the presentation, state law requires that 35% of all new housing built within the entire redevelopment area be affordable. So this includes both Zone 1 and Zone 2. Zone 2 is subject to planning code, which has a lower inclusionary housing requirement. As a result, the OCII Zone 1 blocks have to make up the shortfall from the Zone 2 developments. You can see in this table that Zone 1 projects will be 43% affordable in aggregate to meet the 35% Transbay affordability obligation. Block 5 is the only office project in Zone 1. It consists of 767,000 square feet. The entire building is leased to Facebook. Nearly all of the Zone 1 projects contain ground floor retail, totaling 73,500 square feet. 38,000 square feet of retail is complete, and 37,000 square feet is leased or pre-leased. Improvements to Folsom Street and 3.9 acres of new open space are planned and will be funded by OCII. Folsom Street improvements are from 2nd Street to Spear Street, and they're currently under construction and being funded by OCII. And when it's complete, it will include widened sidewalks with decorative concrete and granite bands, double rows of trees in the north sidewalk, new benches, streetlights, and landscaping. Underramp Park will be located under the Fremont off-ramp from I-80 and the Salesforce Transit Center bus ramp. Schematic designs are complete, and the project is under review by the landowner, which is TJPA. Transbay Park is located in the middle block of the temporary transit center site. In early 2020, we'll begin public outreach for the design of the park. $1.3 billion of total contracts have been let to date in Transbay. 23% of the contracts are with small businesses, and there has been very successful small business participation in the professional services sector. As the area has been built up, more retail and family amenities have come into the neighborhood, which will only continue as the parks get built and as more retail tenants occupy the OCII block developments. Next steps for the commission, block two, an RFP will be issued for a developer partner in early 2020 with developer selection in late summer. And in late 2020 or early 2021, there'll be approval of pre-development funding. For block four, in mid-2020, coming before you will be a redevelopment plan and DCDG amendments to increase the building heights. Schematic design, DDA, and a variation to the redevelopment plan to off-site parcel FBMRs to block four. And with that, I, along with our staff here, are happy to answer any questions. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Hart.
No speaker cards.
No. Is there anybody wishing to speak on this item?
Oscar James.
Oscar James again. I'm sorry I didn't put in a speaker card, but when I heard about housing, I know I wanted to speak. But what I want to say about the housing in Mission Bay and on Soma and that area, it's a lot of people who's been relocated out of those areas that didn't get a certificate of preference, and I think they should have a preference to get some of those housing down there, whether they have a school where they went to in that area or something that showed that they had originally came from that area, they should have a preference. And I've also think they talk about homeless housing. All these projects that's coming about do not speak of homeless housing. We need some homeless housing to go into some of these developments. People are making millions and millions and millions of dollars, and there's people who don't have any source of income. The opportunity to even have a job should have housing in the city and county of San Francisco. I mean, from being a little boy growing up in this area, it's always been homeless people in our community. When are we going to start watching out for those peoples who are homeless and give them real housing on some of this development that's coming in? All these people are making all this money, like I said before. You know, they should care about peoples who are unfortunate, who do not have the opportunity. At least give a percentage of those houses to homeless housing, and also peoples who cannot afford to pay $4,000 a month, give below market rate rentals to some of these peoples. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Mr. James. Is there anybody else wishing to speak on this item? Seeing none, I'm going to close public comment and turn to our fellow commissioners. Any other comments?
No comments.
No? Okay. Seeing none. This was a workshop. Once again, thank you, Mr. Hart, for your diligence in keeping us informed. So we appreciate that. Thank you very much. Madam Secretary, please call the next item.
The next order of business is item 6, public comment on non-agenda items.
Do we have
Mr. Chair,
cards?
We have one card, Oscar James.
Mr. James.
I just want to see on item 6, I want to wish everyone a Merry Christmas, Happy New Year's, Happy Hanukkah for those who are Jewish. Any other religion, I wish them a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year's. And it's been a blessing this year that we came this far from the grace of God. But like I said before, we need to watch out for the least fortunate peoples in the city and county of San Francisco. And our mayor is doing a good job with the homeless. All those people down there on Embarcadero, I remember when redevelopment built all those buildings and nobody was down there. Now they're down there and now it's paying big rent and they don't want the homeless to be down there. They were there before they came. So, you know, what's up? Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. James. Madam Secretary, please call the next item.
The next order of business is item 7, report of the chair. Mr. Chair?
There are no reports.
Next order of business is item 8, report of the executive director. Madam Director?
Thank you, through the chair. I just wanted to acknowledge the grand opening of the Transbay Child Development Center. Mayor Breed and Supervisor Yee and Supervisor Haney went on December 4th to celebrate the completion of the Transbay Child Care Development Center located in the ground floor of the Natalie Gobb Commons Affordable Housing Development that is within the Transbay Project area. And Commissioner Scott and Bev Brackett were there in attendance. The center is one of over 30 early care and education centers in the high-need neighborhoods. The construction and startup costs were funded by CD's Child Care Facilities in collaboration with Office of Early Care and Education and Mayor's Office of Housing and Community Development. This is one that's a true public-private partnership. We helped fund it, and other city agencies saw a need and then partnered and built out the development center. The space has received license for over 60 children ages 18 months to 5 years old. At least 50% of the child care space is subsidized, and it's being operated by the South of Market Child Care. First preference is, of course, goes to residents within the building. I figured you guys would appreciate that as well. And there are a few that are still on the waiting list. Just wanted to share that. So.
Great, thank you. Are there any speaker cards for this item?
No speaker cards.
Anybody wishing to speak on this item? Seeing none, closing public comment. Thank you so much.
Next order.
Go to the next item.
The next order of business is item 9, Commissioner's Questions and Matters. Mr. Chair?
I just want to wish everyone happy holidays. This is our last meeting for 2019, and 2020 is going to be a good year, a very busy year on many levels. So just wanted to say that. I don't know if there's anybody else who has any other questions or comments.
Only to say, since my time aboard from last year, in my opinion, we too have accomplished so much. And as I've said again and again, I've been in tears just reading the material, going to the sites, talking to the people, and visiting some of the retail around there. And I am just amazed with what San Francisco is doing. And I'm grateful to OCII. Nadia, cannot thank you enough. Our legal, Mr. Morales, and OCII team, you're just amazing. And I thank you. And as our chair says, we've come such a long ways. We do have more that we need to do, but you're doing a lot. And I'm grateful to be a part of this era, to witness it, and to be able to tell my family and the generations to come. I've been here since the 40s, and so I've seen change after change after change, and there seems to be now such a greater effort made to be more inclusive for everyone and to be more thoughtful for us. Thank you.
Thank you, Commissioner.
Well said.
Thank you.
Well said. I echo the comments. Happy holidays. Merry Christmas. Feliz Navidad. Prospero Año Nuevo to all.
Thank you. Oh.
So I just wanted to say thank you, everyone, for being here today. And I just wanted to say at the opening of the Child Care Center, I actually ran into one of my childhood friends who was displaced from San Francisco and from the Fillmore area. And I'm proud to report that she is now back living in San Francisco and working at one of the OCII sites. Yeah. So that's just a testament to the work that you guys have done mm-hmm. and the outreach that you have done towards hiring people who, you know, are from the community and getting them back here with us. So just want to say big thank you and Merry Christmas, Happy New Year, Happy Kwanzaa, Happy Hanukkah and everything else. Thank you.
Thank you, Commissioner. Madam Secretary, please call the next item.
The next order of business is item 10, closed session. There are no closed session items. The next order of business is item 11, adjournment. Mr. Chair.
Do I have a motion?
I move. I second it.
All right. We have a first and a second. We are adjourned. Thank you so much.